Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we'll learn Lesson 24. Today's key sentence is
使わないでください。
Please don't use them.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Today, she's attending Professor Suzuki's Japanese class.
Let's listen to the skit for Lesson 24. The key sentence is
使わないでください。
Please don't use them.
はい、今日はここまでです。来週の月曜日に試験をします。
先生、辞書を使ってもいいですか？
いいえ、ダメです。使わないでください。
Okay, let's explain the skit. Professor Suzuki said,
はい、今日はここまでです。
Now, today's lesson is up to this point.
はい。
You mainly use this word as an affirmative answer or to respond when you're called by name. But here,It is used to get the attention of students.
今日
is today.
は
is the particle indicating a topic.
ここまで
is up to here or up to this point. It consists of
ここ
here or this point and a particle
まで
up to
です
is a polite way of ending a sentence. Since they are having a lesson,The teacher implies that today's lesson is up to here, or this point. Professor Suzuki continues.
来週の月曜日に試験をします。
I'll give you a quiz on Monday next week.
来週
is next week.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
月曜日
is Monday.
に
is a particle indicating time.
来週の月曜日に
means on Monday next week.
試験
is an exam, a test, or a quiz.
を
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
します
is to give, to do.
試験をします
means to give a test.
You can also say testo, right?
Yes, that's right. Anna then asks Professor Suzuki,
先生辞書を使ってもいいですか?
Teacher, can we use dictionaries?
先生
is teacher. You can also add the teacher's family name and say
鈴木先生
Would it be wrong to call a teacher by their first name?
In public, we Japanese people usually call people by their family names. This is also true at workplaces.
辞書
is a dictionary.Dictionaries.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
使って
is the て form of the verb.
使います
to use. If you combine て form verbs and
もいいですか?
Can I? May I? You can ask if you're allowed to do something. You learned this, right?
Right. In this case, 使ってもいいですか? means,Can we or may we use dictionaries?
Professor Suzuki answers,
いいえ、ダメです。
No, you cannot.
いいえ
is no.
ダメ
is cannot or don't. You say this when telling people they are not allowed to do something.
です
is a polite way of ending a sentence. ダメ is a casual word. You use it with your friends or subordinates.Be careful not to use it to your teachers or superiors. Professor Suzuki continues.
使わないでください。
Please don't use them. This is today's key sentence.
Ah, that's too bad, Anna.
使わない
is not to use. It is a casual way of saying
使いません
which is the negative form of
使います
to use.
使わない ends with ない, so it's the ない form of a verb, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. If you add
でください
to the ない form of verbs, you're telling somebody not to do something.
So in this case, 使わないでください means don't use dictionaries, please, right?
Yes. Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 24 again. Today's key sentence is
使わないでください
Please don't use them.
はい、今日はここまでです。来週の月曜日に試験をします。
Oh no! 先生、辞書を使ってもいいですか？
いいえ、ダメです。使わないでください。
Now it's time for the segment Teaches Teacher, where the program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Michelle, today we learned the expression 使わないでください Please don't use them. Can you please teach us in more detail how to tell somebody not to do something?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
Here's what she says. When you want to tell others what they are not allowed to do, you combine the ない form of verbs and
でください
and say
ないでください。
Please don't do it. For example, let's say, please don't go. The ない form of the verb
行きます
to go is
行かない
You add でください to it and say
行かないでください
Please don't go. There are also expressions to strongly tell others not to do something. In lesson 22, you learned you can combine the て form of verbs and
はいけません
and say
手はいけません
you shouldn't do it for example you shouldn't go is
行ってはいけません
手はいけません is used when superiors scold younger people or parents teach children not to do something Japanese people tend to avoid imposing psychological burdens on others so they often say ないでくださいIn everyday conversations. Another expression to tell people strongly not to do something is
ダメです。
Don't do something, as was in the skit for this lesson.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up is our corner for sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.Today, we'll introduce some words that express dissatisfaction. We use
boo boo
to describe people are grumbling and complaining with discontent and dissatisfaction.
Boo boo really sounds like complaining.
Let's introduce another word to express dissatisfaction.
たく、今日は忙しいのに、予定詰まってるし。
Someone is mumbling dissatisfaction in a low voice. We use
ぶつぶつ
to describe how people are muttering to themselves like this. In today's sound words, we introduced
ブーブ
ー and
ぶつぶつ
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
Next week, we'll have a short test. We can't use ballpoint pens in a test. We are told to use pencils and erasers. I've got to get them ready. Did you enjoy lesson 24?Today's key sentence was
使わないでください
Please don't use them.
Next time, we'll tell you more about Anna's college life.
So join us again.
さようなら